Country Bob FM.
People just can't wait. They can't wait for the weekend to end because on Monday they get the almanac.
Yes.
Bob FM Almanac today, the special Christmas editions. I can't tell you that's going to be any different than the normal almanac, but it is the week leading up to Christmas. Again, no almanac a week from today. We'll be shut down, closed down.
Yeah.
On the 25th.
We've got all Christmas music going on from noon Christmas Eve Sunday through Christmas Day.
And when is the Christmas Carol airing?
5 o'clock on Christmas Eve on that Sunday. And then again, a special rebroadcast at 11 o'clock when I'll probably be doing my rapping.
Am I in it? I can't remember.
You are.
I can't remember what I played, though.
Yeah. You were.
I think, henchman number three?
You were asking.
Handyman number two?
Weren't you asking for donations for the prison? Or for the unfortunate? I think you were. I can't remember.
I think I did the Brill Cream commercial.
Oh, that would have been.
That's what I did. It was a live read. Yeah. Monday, December 18th, 352nd day of the year. We're 13 days away from the end of 2017. 1898 this date, a new automobile speed record was set. 1898 with an automobile.
40 miles an hour?
A spine-numbing, white-knuckling 39 miles an hour.
Well, it was close.
Was, and most of it was downhill. So really, now fast forward to 1979. I'm going to go out of a little order here because this is a related item that happened on the exact same day, 81 years later, where the sound barrier was broken on land. So 1898, basically the fastest we could go was 39 miles an hour. 81 years later, Stanley Barrett on land went 739.6 miles an hour.
Wow.
About 700 miles an hour faster.
That's amazing.
There was some jet propulsion involved there.
Yes.
We didn't quite have jet propulsion in 1898.
No.
Unless you are from the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yes.
What's his name? Captain Nemo may have had a little bit of jet propulsion.
We were moving away from the horse and buggy, though.
We were. And that's bad for horses.
Yes.
They didn't have as many jobs, and the unemployment rate among horses went up considerably as we crossed over from one century to the next.
Unless you were Mr. Ed, it was hard to get a gig.
1936, this date, Sue Lin. We got our first giant panda. From China. China sent us Su Lin. Arrived in San Francisco from China. The bear was sold to the Brookfield Zoo. This sounds like a real deal. $8,750.
What was the year?
For a panda. 1936.
Huh. Okay.
They are still a big-time attraction. Anywhere you have a panda, it's big.
Big.
So that was 1936. 30 years later in 66... Neil, do you remember where you were the first time you saw how the Grinch stole Christmas?
In my house.
Were you possibly watching it on this date in 1966?
I was.
This was the first time that How the Grinch Stole Christmas aired on television.
I was
Dr. Seuss.
I was 8 years old. I was right in their demo at our home in off Woodland Road in Minnetonka.
Theodore Geisel. And I just saw it again. Kudos to the Children's Theater Company for putting on a great How the Grinch Stole Christmas show.
Nice.
We went to that a couple of weeks ago.
Nice.
And, of course, Boris Karloff was doing the narrating. And the Tony the Tiger guy, I can't think of his name now, but he was the one who was saying, "You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch."
Mr. Grinch.
Stink, stank, stunk. And then, of course, he eventually sliced the roast beast. Roast beast is the meat he likes in the least. But at the end, he likes it.
Yes.
That's how it is. How much did his heart grow that day? Was it three times? I mean, it broke the little brass thing around the x-ray that they used, the little x-ray screen. So that was in 66, one of the great holiday specials.
For sure. I love it.
Dr. Seuss, 1971, Hall of Fame golfer. He gave us the Masters. Bobby Jones, he's the last one to technically have the Grand Slam in his hand, winning all four of what was known as the majors. At that time, the amateurs, the amateur championship was one of the majors.
Yes, and them all in the same year,
He did. There's the Tiger Slam where he had them all, but they crisscrossed years.
Right.
This was, he had them all in the same year, and Bobby Jones died at the age of 69. That was in 71. In 83, Wayne Gretzky, We'll never see this again. Wayne Gretzky scored his 100th point in the 34th game of the season.
That's ridiculous.
That is a 2 point, practically 3 points a game average, 2.94 something.
That's out of hand.
With three repeating.
Now you don't get 100 points in a year.
The goalies are better. Their pads are bigger. They're doing the butterfly. You got the neutral zone trap and all this other stuff. This will never happen again.
No.
1983.
No, it's too bad.
1992.
This is Johnny Olsen speaking for Match Game 73, a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman production.
Mark Goodson died on this date. Mark Goodson, a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman production. Mark Goodson, one half of that game show. If it was a game show, they produced it pretty much.
If it was any good, yeah. And then you had Johnny Olsen as the announcer.
That's just icing on the cake there.
That's pretty good stuff right there.
Mark Goodson, Family Feud, Price is Right, Match Game, just to name a few. He died on this date. He was 77. We lost a very funny man, way too young this day.
Let's say I go into some guy's office. Let's say he's even remotely interested in buying something. Well, then I get all excited. I'm like, JoJo, the idiot circus boy with a pretty new pet. The pet is my possible sale. Oh, my pretty little pet. I love you. So I stroke it, and I pet it, and I massage it. Yeah, I love it. I love my little naughty pet. You're naughty. And then I take my naughty pet and I go. I killed it. I killed my sale.
Of course, that was a dinner roll.
That's when people like us have got to forge ahead, Helen.
Yeah, and he ended up getting the chicken wings, and then he ended up becoming a pretty good seller of struts and shocks and oil filters.
It's amazing. And
from Tommy Boy.
And Dan Aykroyd was superb in that movie as well, I thought.
Just sit back and enjoy the genius of Chris Farley there. Tommy Boy, Beverly Hills Ninja, Black Knight, of course, Saturday Night Live, Matt Foley. He's living in a van down by the river, of course.
Doobies.
Chris Farley, only 33.
He
kind of followed the path of John Belushi, really.
Very much, his idol.
The parallels are uncanny and somewhat eerie.
And they both died at 33?
Yes. 1997, this date. 2008.
Thursday night at the age of 95, Felt passed away. While the FBI's second-in-command, Felt provided key information to Washington Post reporters Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein that eventually saw the resignation of President Richard Nixon in 1974.
He was deep throat. It wasn't Barbara Walters. It was a guy by the name of Mark Felt who worked for the FBI. Mark Felt died on this date, the age of 95, deep throat.
Did you see that movie with Robert Redford and...
All the President's Men, the old one. It's a classic.
Movie.
It's a great movie.
That's where I first, kind of heard about Deep Throat and as he was feeding information. It was a great movie about Watergate.
He felt there had to be something done. He knew what was going on, but obviously he feared for his family and still wanted to keep his job. So that was 2008. Just think about that. He brought down a whole regime, a whole presidency.
Amazing.
So 2008 is when that happened. 2011, the last U.S. combat soldier left Iraq, putting an end to nearly 9 years of war in Iraq that toppled the Saddam Hussein regime. And, of course, things are still not great there. Trying to help them along in Iraq, 2011. 2015, it was 2 years ago today.
Chewie, we're home.
Force Awakens opened in theaters. It took in more than $100 million on its first day weekend for the next one.
Yeah.
The episode 8, which is The Last Jedi. But it's not. It did not surpass Force Awakens. Force Awakens still beat it as far as the opening weekend.
Huh, okay.
By a few mil.
Wow.
So that was 2015. Back in the old days, the George Lucas days, they did the Star Wars movies in 3-year increments, Neil. Now they're doing them in 2 years. They're trying to churn them out a little quicker.
Is this going to be the end of it or the story?
No, there's another one.
The saga.
They come
continue.
In threes. They come in threes, and then there's another three after that. As long as they can keep making money, it'd be stupid for Disney to stop it, really.
I suppose.
Right?
Yeah.
So that was 2015. Then it was a year ago today, we lost Zsa Zsa.
Hello, darling. I'm Zsa Zsa. Welcome to my own personal workout video called It's Simple, Darling.
She died at the age of 99.
Wow, she lived a long life.
Lived to be 99. She slapped the cop. She was a socialite and the Hungarian actress. And you really had to focus to understand what she was saying. Yes. She had a thick accent, to say the
least.
Thicker
than her sister.
She had other parts that were thick, too. Zsa Zsa Gabor, 99, dead a year ago today. Now let's move on to birthdays. Cicely Tyson is 93. She's the actress who's been in a lot of things. And she's still working at the age of 93. Last season, she was in a few episodes of How to Get Away with Murder.
Huh.
She is the mom of the main character, Annalise Keating, the lawyer on the show. She plays the mother of her, and she's still going strong. She is 93. Happy birthday, Cicely Tyson. No relation to Mike that
okay,
we know
right,
of.
Right.
Or the turkey and chicken people.
No relation
to Tyson,
there either,
I don't think so either. Although that Tyson turkey loaf is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Not as good as Jenny O, though. This is Keith Richards with Chuck Berry on guitar. Keith usually takes a back seat to Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
But here he's singing Run, Run, Rudolph. Very holiday-esque, wouldn't you say?
I would say.
The Almanac staff doing a nice job. They're keeping
in that one, yeah.
They're keeping in tradition and kind of the spirit of the season. So Keith Richards at 74. Award-winning director. Would you say that Keith Richards looks leathery? I've never touched his skin, but it looks leathery.
Very leathery. He wears only English leather on top of that, just to keep it so.
74 today. You don't have to tan his hide. It's already been tanned.
Yeah, it's tanned.
Permanently.
Right.
Keith Richards, 74. Steven Spielberg is 71. Just way too many good movies.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
list.
What do you do with that?
Way too many. I mean, if it's a good movie, Steven Spielberg had his hands in it.
The list here is unbelievable.
He is 71. And a guy who reviewed a few of Steven Spielberg's movies.
Yes.
Leonard Maltin, 67 today.
I must say I found the newest Bond girl, Kim Basinger, rather dull. Never Say Never Again is certainly livelier than Thunderball, but it shares at least one problem. It's far too long.
Oh, and it's just way too long. Leonard Maltin hated long movies. Leonard Maltin, he was the movie critic on Entertainment Tonight.
Yes.
And he pronounced it Basinger or Basinger. Remember, we were talking about that when it was her birthday, Kim
yes.
Basinger.
Yeah.
I've always heard it Basinger, but he did say Basinger with a Zh. So Leonard Maltin, 67.
And
Ray,
I'm with him on that one.
Ray Liotta. You didn't like that Never Say Never?
No, the reboot. And Sean Connery had been away from Bond
right.
for
he
a while.
Right, he came back. He seemed out of it.
Yeah.
Kind of out of sorts.
Yeah.
Is that why you did this? For you?
Huh.
I think you better stay here, Ray.
Yeah, you better stay here, Ray. There's no doubt about that because, his dad's going to show up.
Sure.
In his catcher gear.
Love that movie.
Ray Liotta, he's playing Joe Jackson there. He was pretty good in Wild Hogs. You got to see Wild Hogs. He's hilarious in
yes.
that. And he's good in Goodfellas, and he's been in a lot of movies. He's Ray Liotta, 63. He's one of those blue-collar comedy guys.
Well, they called the police because we broke a chair on the way out the door, and I refused to pay for it. And the cop showed up, and at that point, I had the right to remain silent, but I didn't have the ability.
One of my favorite lines from Ron White.
He's a good one.
Ron White's the big 6-0 today.
Usually had a glass of
something
alcoholic.
Hard, yeah.
There was some alcohol and a cigarette or something.
Some jingling ice.
Yeah.
And he was smoking and getting lit up, basically, on stage. But he was funnier that way, obviously.
Yeah, he's funny, man.
Brad Pitt is 54.
Huh?
Okay. I ask you a question. You have to think of the answer. Where do you look? No good. You look down, they know you're lying. And up, they know you don't know the truth. Don't use seven words when four will do. Don't shift your weight. Look always at your mark, but don't stare. Be specific, but not memorable. Be funny, but don't make him laugh. He's got to like you and then forget you the moment you've left his sight.
That's a lot to remember.
And for God's sake, whatever you do, don't, under any circumstances.
Russ,
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's done now. That's from Ocean's 11.
Oh, yeah.
Brad Pitt is more than just a pretty boy.
Yeah,
he's a good actor.
And Moneyball was great.
Moneyball, he's great as Billy Bean in that. Yes. That was Ocean's 11. He was on all the Ocean's movie. Thelma and Louise, he's hilarious in Ghostbusters. No, that's not him. That's what's his name. That's the Thor guy that's in there dancing around. Yeah. But he's in, what else? Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was good in that. Troy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's seven.
He's
with
good.
With Morgan Freeman.
Seven, yes.
And he's battling zombies in World War Z. He does it all. And he's been with some of the hottest ladies in Hollywood because he's Brad Pitt. And he's 54.
And that's the bottom line, cause Stone Cold said so.
And that's the bottom line. Why? Cause old Stone Cold said so. Thank you, baby.
Yeah, that's Stone Cold Steve Austin, 53 today. You remember what his finishing move was?
Gosh, I should know that.
It was the Stone Cold Stunner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was, and he did some acting too, right? I mean, he's been in some things.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's a
four.
He's not a great actor, but again, he's a wrestler, and he's Steve Austin. He's Stone Cold, and Austin 316 said, "I just whipped your butt."
Right.
So he's 53. Also 53.
Cause every light in the house is blown. I keep on clapping, but they don't clap on. House looks like where the army is.
Cletus T. Judd.
Really no point to pay the power bill.
No relation. The Judds had to tell him. The people for the Judds had to go, you know, if you can use that last name, Judd, but you just got to make sure on all of your albums and anything you do, it has to say no relation. No relation. Cletus T. Judd is 53. He found a niche and he worked it.
Yes, he did.
Our rapper of the day today, he's got a niche, DMX.
Oh, yeah.
Is 47. We got a couple of more. Today's a big day for wrestlers. Rob Van Dam is 47. And Trish Stratus, one of the lady wrestlers, 41. Katie Holmes, 39.
Ted, this is so romantic. Hmm. The spot where we first met 10 years ago.
Hmm.
Do you remember the song that was playing that night?
I remember how beautiful you looked.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said, I'm angry.
A hilarious...
The Bare Naked Ladies, huh?
Cameo on How I Met Your Mother. Katie Holmes, she was with Tom Cruise for the longest time.
Yep.
They were quite a power couple. Kind of got started on Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
Played Rachel Dawes on Batman Begins. She was the slutty pumpkin in that How I Met Your Mother episode. Katie Holmes, 39, and a gal with a pretty good voice has done some judging.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever keeps me in your arms.
Don't judge me, unless you're on a show where you're being judged. Christina Aguilera.
She's good.
She's got one of the best voices. I think she's a better singer than Britney.
I think so, too.
You want to break down the two. They kind of came out at the same time. They were the big rivals.
Wasn't she in that movie with Cher? Was it Chicago?
Yes. And she did the Coyote Ugly. I don't know if she was actually in the movie, but they did the Lady Marmalade.
Oh, yeah.
From that movie.
Yeah.
And Christina Aguilera, no relation to Rick Aguilera, former Twins closer.
No.
Christina Aguilera, and she's been a judge on which one of the shows? Was it Voice? The Voice?
Yeah, she was on The Voice.
The Voice, 37 today.
Mm-hmm. All right, gone but not forgotten. Austrian Archduke Franz Ferdinand. Now, he was born in this day in 1863, assassinated in 1914, which kind of started the domino effect leading up to the War to End All Wars, WW1. And he was born on this day in 1863.
They call that the shot heard round the world.
Yeah, that's one of many.
One of many that was
called the shot heard round the world.
The one that started the Revolutionary War in the North Bridge.
Yep.
That was, and then of course Bobby Thompson, his
home run in 61. I think it was.
No, he was 51. He was in 51.
51. Yeah, 51.
Mazeroski was 1960.
There you go with the Pirates. Okay, so Archduke Franz Ferdinand, 1863, 15 years later, former Russian dictator Joseph Stalin.
You're a big Stalin guy, always liked what he did.
He was He was in power in World War II more so, right?
Yes.
So there he is, Stalin. He was an ally at that point. 1878. One of the greatest baseball players of all time. The Georgia Peach, Ty Cobb, was born on this day, 1886. Still has, I think, the highest lifetime career batting average, which I believe would have been .368. 4,191 hits. He was the all-time hits leader until Pete Rose passed him by.
And I don't think he was not invited to the Field of Dreams.
He was not well liked.
Nobody liked him. No,
he was not well liked.
We didn't like that SOB when he was alive.
Right.
Isn't that what Ray Liotta said?
Yes.
Yeah, Ty Cobb wanted to come, but
that's right. And he went into the Hall of Fame with that first class, I think, in the early 30s. Ty Cobb, born in this day, 1886. Another sports figure, Basketball Hall of Fame coach Ray Meyer. Now, he coached the Blue Demons, rather, of DePaul for 42 seasons, including 37 winning campaigns, 21 postseason appearances, then turned the team over to his son, Joey. Ray Meyer, born on this day, 1913. Actress Betty Grable, remember her?
You're my number one selection, perfection to a T. And what is more, you were made to order for me.
Lovely, talented, and a World War II pinup girl. She is Betty Grable, born in this day, 1916. Veteran screen and stage actor Ozzie Davis was born on this day, 1917. Remember Evening Shade with Burt Reynolds? He was on that program. He played Ponder Blue. He was in some other movies and some other things. Ozzie Davis, 1917. And one more, saxophonist Bobby Keys.
Reed.
Yeah, he is. That's with the Rolling Stones, of course.
Yeah, Brown Sugar.
He played with Eric Clapton, some others, Harry Nilsson, Joe Cocker, John Lennon. The very talented Bobby Keys, born on this day, 1943. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
They are gone, and that's the Almanac today. We'll be back to wrap up the Bob Morning Show in just a moment. The Almanac for Monday, December 18th, 352nd day of the year. Terry Clark now. She wearing her cowboy hat, you think?
I'll bet
she
is.
As she's singing. Yeah. Here she is on Bob.